Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Health Matters here on WVUA 23, where you see a portion of our interviews with physicians on our newscast. But you can also hear the entire interviews, watch the entire interviews on two websites, University Medical Center's websites and WVUA23.com. We also turn this into a podcast, and many of you tell us you hear the interviews there. Back with us today, a familiar face, Dr. Richard Friend. Dr. Friend is the Dean of the College and Professor of Family and Internal and Rural Medicine. He previously served as director of the University of Alabama Tuscaloosa's Family Medicine Residency Program, educated at Tulane and LSU, but you're Alabama's now, and we're glad you are. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you again, Mike. Thanks for having me.
We drive by University Medical Center, just on the side of campus here, and other people see clinics out in the field, University Medical Center, and some may drive by those and think, oh, I'll bet that's for students or for employees of the university. We want to correct that today. The clinics that have been established throughout our area, both in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and other areas we'll talk about, are there to serve people generally, correct?
Correct. We're here to serve the citizens of West Alabama.
Has it been that way, and maybe in the past that hasn't been communicated properly, or is this something that you've tried to increase over time, the visibility of the clinics that you operate?
Every year it gets a little bit busier, and I think every year we do a little bit better job at communicating the resources we have for the community, and we want to continue to try to do that.
You have clinics in Carrollton, Demopolis, Fayette, Livingston, a new facility in Northport, and of course the main campus here at the University of Alabama. Before we talk about them individually, what generally is the goal of care, the type of care? How does it differentiate from some other clinic people may go to? What is your hope and desire for each of the clinics?
Well, as a group, we are the largest multi-specialty primary care practice in West Alabama. We represent a lot of primary care specialties. We have family medicine, pediatrics, OBGYN, psychiatry, sports medicine, geriatrics, neurology, and others. And we really want to provide efficient, timely, cost-effective, evidence-based care to our patients and really provide them with an excellent patient experience.
That encompasses all of your clinics, but I understand you also give thought to the needs in a specific community. Give us examples of that. One may be slightly different than the other, offering slightly different services than the other, but that's not random. You've done your homework on what the real needs are.
We know obstetrical care in Alabama, and particularly rural Alabama, is a big need. So we were instrumental in helping reopen the labor and delivery unit in Demopolis and at Brian Whitfield Hospital. So we have a family medicine OB doctor down there. We also have a doctor that goes once a week that specializes in psychiatry and family medicine, and another one that specializes in geriatrics. So we really try to provide communities with much needed service that they couldn't otherwise access without travel either to Tuscaloosa or to Birmingham.
As people see these clinics out and about in the places we've already listed, and we'll go over them again before we end today, the next thought they might have is, well, I don't know if I can afford to go to University Medical Center. Tell us about payment, the way it's handled at University Medical Centers, wherever they are.
We take all insurances, doesn't matter. We take Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance, and we also have a sliding scale for those that may meet our comprehensive care community program for those that can't afford care. And we provide some services with that program as well.
Now, if someone visits a clinic for the first time, and that service that they particularly need at that clinic isn't offered right there at that clinic, they're not just told, sorry, can't help you. I assume they're guided to where they can get that kind of help and maybe not a great distance away.
Yeah, I think our clinics are now strategically located throughout West Alabama, and we know each community has different needs. Our Carrollton Clinic and our Livingston Clinic have family physicians there that are well-trained in a variety of different age groups and specialties in medicine, so they can take care of just about everything. If you do need a referral, we may be able to set you up via telemedicine with one of our psychiatrists or geriatricians, for example, or we may need to schedule an appointment in Tuscaloosa. Or, you know, if you're seen in Livingston and you're having an obstetrical problem, we may want to see you in our Demopolis clinic. So I think we've made every effort to be as accessible to West Alabama as we can be, and try to understand the needs of individual communities and West Alabama globally.
I've met many of your doctors. I've interviewed many of your doctors, got to know some of them. Does it take a special kind of physician to work in a rural clinic? They might be used to being in a big hospital or university medical center here on campus, and now they're going to be in a smaller town, smaller community. Does it take someone that's kind of got a desire to serve a smaller community like that? What kind of thought process goes into that?
It does. A lot of times we have doctors that are from a particular area of the state and they want to go back to that area and serve, and it may not be their hometown, but it may be in that region.
Yeah.
But our residents all do rural medicine rotations. We really specialize in rural medicine in our family medicine residency and in our training programs. So I think we develop those physicians over time, and I think our reputation is growing across the Southeast and across the country, and we're able to attract physicians that have that particular interest.
University Medical Center here on campus is well known, a large facility, serves anyone that wants to walk in, but also there's a student healthcare facility there as well. Northport is brand new. You've been in Northport for years, but now a freestanding, I was surprised by how large it was the first time I went there. That's quite a clinic. And at first I thought, wow, that's kind of close to the main campus, but that's by design too, serving and reaching out further west into West Alabama. Tell us about the process that went into that fantastic facility.
It is a great facility, and we tried to be as strategic as possible to have a reach further west from Tuscaloosa, and really try to pull in the Northport community. That community is growing in that area, and reach into the Coker community and some of the folks that are in Pickens County as well, that live in that portion of the county, to try to provide them with accessible care.
You don't have to live in the county where a clinic is. If you show up there, you'll receive care and get the treatment that you need.
That's correct. If you're seen in one of our clinics, you can be seen in any of our clinics. We do have a new patient process, and we're moving that process to an online process, so you can fill out your forms and get your appointments and even do your pre-check-in and scheduling all in advance. That's moving forward. But if you're seen in the main clinic and you happen to be in Carrollton one day and you're sick, you can be seen there as well.
We talked to you not long ago about technology and how it's changed, how patients can be monitored now with new technology. Technology is allowing all of these clinics to work together. Like you said, you can go to one clinic or be served somewhere else. Technology is a big part of being able to operate five different six total locations like this.
It is. There's economies of scale. And so all of our supplies are purchased in our central location, and then we distribute that out to our clinics. Our electronic medical record, we're all in the same electronic medical record, so we can share information between providers and between clinics. So technology plays a big part in what we do every day.
Yeah.
Of course, it is very convenient, but it's also requires oversight, regulation, so we have to monitor, and it's expensive.
As I name the clinics, just give me your top of the mind thought about that clinic and why you're there, what you feel is the big selling point or advantage of that clinic. Let's start with Carrollton.
Carrollton, Pickens County Hospital recently closed within the last few years, and that community really wanted us there to continue to provide primary care services to their population, and that we have one of our graduates out there, Dr. Jake Ewan. We also have a very good nurse practitioner in that clinic and a really good team. So that community is able to have a full variety of family medicine services. We also offer prenatal care. Dr. Lavender goes out there.
Yeah.
We have x-ray out there. We have labs that we go ahead and do any office-based labs, and then we bring everything back to our central lab here in Tuscaloosa. So we're really providing good service out there.
Demopolis is an important location.
Demopolis is. That hospital, Brian Whitfield, has made a great comeback, is busy, is now co-managed with UAB, and we have some partnerships there. But we see kids, we see adults, we see pregnant ladies, and mm-hmm. we deliver babies out there. So we also have medical students and residents and fellows that work out of that clinic. So it's a really robust, vibrant clinic that's also a teaching site.
The next one is one of my favorite communities. It's a little off the beaten path, hence rural health, but I really like the community of Fayette, and you have a good presence there.
We do. There's really a vacuum up there and really no prenatal care. There was one OBGYN left in that area who was actually one of our former medical students and had been up in that area for a long time. As he began to wind his practice down, we brought him a little bit closer to where we are in Fayette, and now we're able to provide prenatal care and then deliver those patients at DCH in Northport with our providers.
And further west is Livingston. What's there?
So Livingston is a great community. The new charter school's there. UWA's there. Yep. We serve as the student health center there for UWA. We have x-ray lab there as well. And we really have a full service family medicine clinic there open to the public.
We've already talked about Northport, and we know about the medical center here, the main home base, I guess you might call it. It's funny, when I've done segments with your physicians about rural health, babies and delivering babies and safe prenatal care for expectant moms always comes up and is a top priority, I know, among your staff, your physicians and all. And that really is an important part of medicine, especially to those of us who have driven wives in labor to the hospital late at night. The further it is, the more nervous you are. You meet that need in a variety of ways.
We do. I think we've all had to be innovative and creative, and but patient safety for us is the most important thing. So we provide a lot of services that otherwise wouldn't be provided in those areas, and we want to continue to do that.
Anything else you want to add? You want to announce any new clinics you're going to open tomorrow? You got plenty on your plate right now?
We do. We're busy.
Good. Well, we're glad you're all out there. And the main message we want people to know is you don't have to be affiliated, a student or a staff member or anything at the university. These clinics are there to serve the communities, and I'm sure folks are glad they're there. Dr. Richard Friend, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.